99.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So, yeah, we'll get to a lot of Grammy Award stuff a little bit later on in the show. But over the weekend, you did something for the very first time, right? You took a solo trip with your daughter?
Yes. So, and this is kind of interesting because I didn't even fly with her for the most part. She flew with her coach because I wasn't sure. We had to book the flight so early and I wasn't sure what my schedule was going to be. So she flew with her coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up flying by myself. But yeah, we had an amazing time in San Antonio and explored the city, rode a princess carriage and rode a boat. And it was just a lot of fun.
Now,
we explored the city and they did great at their cheer competition.
That's awesome. How hands-on are you in getting your daughter ready for like competition and stuff like that?
Oh, I'm one of the helpers. It is an operation. It is an operation. So we were up at, I mean, we didn't even have to perform until like 1.
Mm-hmm.
But like at 8:30, we're starting the hair and the makeup process in one room. We've got multiple moms braiding. We've got multiple moms. I was a curling mom. And then the girls are getting pretty good at doing their own makeup.
I kind of love that you are in this world now. I've been doing this with my daughters in Irish dance for years, traveling to different cities and stuff like that.
And you've had to do hair.
And yeah. And so if you know anything about, like seeing Irish dancers around St. Patrick's Day, they have curly, hair, wigs, things like that. But I remember just last year, I had to take a trip up to Milwaukee with my youngest daughter for a dance competition. And I'm going to be replicating that here in a few weekends. But I remember last year, we went up and there was it was clear like it is now up in Milwaukee. And there were some, snow warnings, overnight. And so we're like, you know what? It's beautiful out. There's nothing on the ground. It's a little bit cold. What's the worst that could happen? We literally wake up and we're supposed to like be over at the venue by 7. So we're getting up at like 5 o'clock to start getting things ready.
Oh,
there was 8 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh,
it snowed 8 inches in like 6 hours.
Oh.
It was wild. So there was that. And then, you know, yes, you're talking about me having to do hair by myself.
Uh-huh.
So I did her hair and I was like, all right, you know, there was this with her bangs, there was like this little flip poof that I had to create and all that stuff. So I did.
Did you watch a YouTube tutorial?
No.
Like how did you learn?
Well, I was taught by my wife and then she like sent a video of her doing it on my daughter to kind of show. And I was like, okay.
How many practices did it take for you to nail it?
So you're assuming I nailed it. So we get to the competition and she is performing on stage. And in the middle of her performance, I see it start to bounce up and down. And,
oh,
and
no.
Where it's supposed to be taut and up against like her wig,
right.
this little part of her bangs, it starts to loosen. It starts to loosen. And I'm like, oh, gosh, oh, gosh, oh, gosh. And this is a reflection of me, right?
Right.
And so
that was your one job.
And so the hair starts to come loose.
It's going to be bounce proof.
And when she finishes up, like it's hanging. Like her bangs are kind of hanging off to the side and I'm like, oh, what a disaster. And so, it was really nice. One of the dance teachers at another school kind of goes over and, you know, she knew my daughter and she was like, hey, you know, let me help with this. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so after that happened, I kind of look at Zoe. Zoe looks at me and I was like, hey, you know what? No one needs to say anything. What happens in Milwaukee stays in Milwaukee. We don't need to worry about worrying anybody else with wrong hair and things like that.
Except
when
Dad talks about it on the radio.
And then sure enough, it comes up in a judge's comment.
Oh,
it was like,
no.
It was like, watch the hair issue. I was like, oh, dang it.
No.
I was busted.
Mistake was mentioned by the judges.
Yeah, the judges mentioned my mistake. So yeah, so I'm excited to see you dive into all that and so.
You know, it's too bad that you didn't know which judge said that because you watch up there and say, listen, I'm a dad and I'm doing my best. And what do you expect?
Well, I mean, their names are next to the judge who said it. So I did know, but I didn't know until at the very end, like after when we got the score sheets and everything at the very, very end of the competition, that's when all that. So,
oh, thank goodness I don't have to deal with like any of that. Like all I have to do is curl the ponytail.
Yeah.
Spray it.
Yeah.
Put some hair glitter. Make sure it doesn't move.
All right.
And so I think it was also, we've got some really great braiders. Bobby pins help, but we don't have hair pieces to worry about.
Yeah.
Or big like things. But yeah, no, they did great. They won their division and their category. Ava's stunt group. They had individual stunt group competitions and jumps and tumbling. She did the tumbling and stunt groups, and their stunt group won first place. So she came home with a couple of medals and a trophy, and she's just excited.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Fun weekend. Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of a whirlwind for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
You can see all the adventures on my Instagram at Kelly K Radio and Facebook. So it's good stuff.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun trophy. You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. There are jokes, and there is jokes, and there are jokes.
All right. Jokes and jokes and jokes.
All right, losers go first. That's you, Kelly.
Oh, that's me? Yes. That's me. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
There's one thing that always makes me throw up. It's a dartboard on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, also dangerous.
In honor of today, does anyone know any good Groundhog's Day jokes?
Don't know any good Groundhog's Day jokes.
Because I keep hearing the same ones over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben, how does the moon cut his hair?
Ow.
Eclipse it.
Kelly, what did the groundhog's trainer tell him before the Olympics?
What did the groundhog's trainer tell him before the Olympics?
Go for gold!
Cute. Cute. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I replaced my rooster with a duck.
Oh, yeah?
Now I wake up at the quack of dawn.
This is You Laugh, You Lose.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, what did the French groundhog see when he woke up?
What did the French... I'm glad that you're sticking with the theme because I did not put any of those in the... What did the French groundhog say?
Oh, his chateau!
Yes! That's good.
Oh.
That's really good. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why did Mozart sell his chickens?
Why?
Because they kept saying, Bach,
Bach, Bach, Bach. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a classic, even. Kelly, I walked into a pet store and asked for a dozen bees.
Yeah.
Yeah, clerk carefully counted 13 bees out onto the counter, and I told him, that's too many!
Yeah.
Clerk replies, it's a freebie.
Also a classic. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Does refusing to go to the gym count as resistance training? Just asking for a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm asking.
Kelly, I was gifted the worst thesaurus I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Not only is it terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yes, it is. Can't find another word for terrible because it's a terrible thesaurus. I got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Just been to the gym at work because I got a new machine in. Only used it for a half hour. Started to feel sick.
Yeah?
It's great, though. Does everything. Kit Kats, Mars bars, Snickers. A whole lot.
That's a fun machine.
It is a fun machine. Yeah.
Kelly, my wife told me that she was leaving me.
Oh, no.
Because I wouldn't deal with my OCD.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I told her to close the door 12 times on her way out.
Gotcha. Thoughts and prayers. Hey, Ben. In high school, I was so excited to become a senior.
Yeah?
I'm not too excited about that right now.
Oh, yeah. Different type. Different type.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, is it okay that I start drinking as soon as the kids are at school?
Day drinking, sure.
Or does that make me a bad teacher?
Ah! That was a plot twist. That
didn't
was good.
See that one coming.
I didn't see that one coming.
You laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben, I was robbed at the gas station today.
Oh, no.
Yes. I called police. They asked if I know who did it. And I said, yes. Pump number 6.
Oh, gas prices. Kelly, why is it when I donate a kidney,
uh-huh,
I'm a hero?
Yes.
But when I donate 6 kidneys?
Yeah.
The police have questions?
They do have questions, because we are not born with that many kidneys. Where'd you get the kidneys, sir?
Well?
Valid question.
Shouldn't ask so many questions.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I was mugged
Oh.
I was mugged by six dwarves.
Oh, no.
Not happy.
Anybody know what Happy was doing?
Not sure.
Oh.
Not mugging me, though.
He wasn't mugging you?
He wasn't mugging me.
Bet it was Goofy.
Could have been.
Wait, is Goofy
Goofy's not. No, Goofy is a dog.
Goofy's not a dwarf?
Nope. Grumpy is.
Is it Pluto?
Nope. Also a dog.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, after my boss died, I attended his wake.
R.I.P. Steve.
He had an open casket, yeah. Got in line, pay my respects, right? Mm. When it was finally my turn, I knelt down beside the body, just whispered softly, "Who's thinking outside the box now?"
Oh, wow. That one goes out to Steve. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why should you never fight a dinosaur?
Why?
You'll get Jurassic kicked.
Kelly, my family is mad that I made out with my third cousin. Which is surprising because they didn't say anything about the first two. Hot cousins. Third one.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
Do you think he saw us?
So dumb. That's so dumb.
Cousin lover.
Yeah, why? Why you made me go out on your dumb dinosaur joke?
I know.
Hold the trophy.
I held out. Thank you.
There it is. Oh. Congratulations. You win. You laugh, you lose there. Kiss it.
I did.
99.7 DJX. Shout out to Amy, who texted us on 99.7 DJX, 502-795-1997, says, "Is it brag about your kids' weekend day? Because I'm asking for myself. My two boys wrestled in the Kentucky State Youth Competition. 7-year-old top 8 in the state, 9-year-old won 5th. There you go.
Awesome.
Way to go.
That's great.
Shout out to you guys there, 99.7 DJX.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Tornado!
On 99.7 DJX.
Going to be honest, this setting the bar involves death.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, setting the bar stories. If you can manage to make it through the day without dying on your big day, you're doing okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Major.
Wow.
Major is the name of a groundhog that has lived at Second Chances Wildlife Center there in Bullitt County after he was rescued as a baby.
Oh, no, no.
Major has predicted the weather for the last 10 years. Major was getting up there in groundhog, age.
Years.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. 10 is pretty old. And unfortunately, literally on his own day.
Oh, no, no, no.
Sadly, Second Chances Wildlife Center says that he died peacefully overnight.
Yeah, that Lex 18. They had the story about Major the Groundhog who passed away of old age during the night on Groundhog Day.
Oh, Major the Groundhog may not have been world famous like his Pennsylvania counterpart, but he gained quite the social media following of his own. The lovable rodent spent 10 years at Second Chances Wildlife Center. Major had a great life at the center. His only job, predicting the forecast each year.
I mean, if that's your only job once a year, heck yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yes. It's good work if you can find it.
Yeah, yes, for sure. That means there's an opening, right?
Well, yes, and it looks like it's been filled.
I would say Major has been maybe 50-50 predicting the weather.
Yeah, so
you don't even have to be good at your job.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You don't even have to be good.
What
a gig.
Caretakers over there at Second Chances were like, you know what? I mean, as for the actual accuracy, he wasn't the best.
Do we need him to be accurate? do we just need him to be cute?
Weather predicting rodents?
Exactly.
I mean, I expect accuracy from my weather predicting rodents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The center says Major made his prediction on Monday and told her what to say before passing away overnight.
Okay, that sounds like a PR move right there. Wow, that sounds like PR spin.
I'm not entirely sure that happened.
Yeah, the Second Chance is like, no. He, trust me.
No, for real.
He told us. He whispered it to us. This is what he had to say.
But his prediction's based on the sun.
Oh, man.
I cry foul on that claim.
Now, look, I've said for years and years that we don't highlight death in your Setting the Bar story.
No.
But this,
we needed to honor
this
particular situation.
Yes, we needed to honor Major. And then just, and I know you can't predict some of this stuff, but yeah, I mean, if you can manage to make it through the day without literally dying on your big day, you work once a year and you die on that day?
Oh, wow.
Come on now!
I mean, it's kind of poetic, isn't it?
Is it?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, maybe this is, you know, when it's your time, it's your time.
Yeah, that's right.
Even if it happens to be your day.
That's right. That is
now,
true.
Do we also highlight Josie Burrows, who is now taking over?
Yeah, Josie Burrows. I don't know if it is any relation to Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. But yeah, Josie Burrows seems to be picking up the slack there. So
going to step into the slot so that they can still keep up the tradition.
All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. All right, the big four last night, Grammy Awards, 66th annual Grammy Awards. The best new artist, of course, that went to Victoria Monet. Billie Eilish won for Song of the Year for What Was I Made For from the Barbie soundtrack. Flowers and Miley Cyrus, Record of the Year.
Wow.
Yeah, that actually turned out to be her very first Grammy Award ever.
Oh.
And then she performed Flowers on stage for the crowd, and she is hysterical. Listen to this.
Wow.
Why
like,
are you
acting, ever singing with me?
She's like, why are you acting like you've never heard this song? And then she continues on.
I didn't want to leave you, but had to. I didn't want to fight, but we did. Started to cry, then remembered, I just won my first Grammy!
I mean, she is having a time. That is for real, like a Hannah Montana moment right there.
Absolutely.
And then she ended up winning also for Best Pop Solo, for Record of the Year. And then for Record of the Year for Flowers. And while up on stage, she cracked jokes.
I want to thank everyone that's standing on this stage right now. My mommy, my sister, my love, my main gaze, because look how good I look. I don't think I forgot anyone. But I might have forgotten underwear. Bye.
Okay. She drops
Thanks
in there with an
sharing.
Underwear joke there.
Did you see her dress on the red carpet?
Yeah.
Made of safety pins.
Right. Love it.
Like, thank goodness she changed before the, because I was just thinking immediately logistics. Are we sitting down in that? Are we not afraid that some of them are going to pop and be stabby?
Yeah, you're right. That would have been kind of treacherous. Taylor Swift's Midnights won Album of the Year. That win resulted in Taylor becoming the first artist to ever win Album of the Year four times. And then one of the awards that was given out that you didn't see on television was for this category.
For Best Classical Instrumental Solo.
All right. We already knew that the orchestra, the Louisville Orchestra, was nominated in this category.
And the Grammy goes to the American Project, Yuzha Wang, Teddy Abrams.
Teddy Abrams from the Louisville Orchestra coming home with a big win!
That's awesome.
Teddy!
Thank you all so much. And first of all, I have to say a huge congratulations to the incredible Yuzha Wang, who soloed on this extraordinary album. Yuzha is one of the most talented musicians on the face of the earth right now. A person who's drawn so many people to the music that we play.
That's right.
And I know she sends her very best. A giant congratulations to all of my colleagues at the Louisville Orchestra.
That's right. That win goes for the entire Louisville Orchestra, which is pretty cool there. First Grammy win in their 87-year history. So
it's about time.
I know. Very, very cool. And the performances, I will say, if I'm rating the performances from worst to best, worst is probably, and I hate to say it, Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire. She was a little bit pitchy, didn't sound great. Best was Tracy Chapman, Luke Combs.
This was iconic.
Getting together.
You got a fast car.
Fast enough so you can fly away.
I mean, they were on stage and the crowd literally erupted when they saw
nuts.
Tracy Chapman, who hates performing live.
Yes.
Who 35 years after releasing that song, got a number one on the iTunes chart after this.
Yeah, and you see like the camera's panning up a little bit. They see, just see her guitar, her hands playing guitar first, and just slowly pans up, and you see
and
her
you
face.
See her smile.
And this, yes, this just this look on her face, like she's acknowledging yes. what a big moment this is and how appreciated she is.
So I want to play the entire song because it is fantastic how Luke Combs lets Tracy have her shine. It's Fast Car, live from the Grammys, 99.70 JX.
You got a fast car, good decision. Eat tonight or live and die this way.
Kelly K.
Brought to you by Hemptopia. This is an amazing story. A Washington, D.C.-based TikToker started this mission to help a homeless man in the middle of treatments for prostate cancer.
Mm.
So she was vlogging her trip. She's a college student. Her name's Sinai. She was approached by Alonzo, initially asking her for tea. So then she decided to go above and beyond. She spent the entire day with them, making several stops. They stopped at CVS to get them medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Also got that green tea.
Mm-hmm.
After about 5 hours, she got him a hotel room. He'd been staying at a church. And then her video, that because she was just kind of like live vlogging all this stuff on
right.
TikTok, is blown up. She started a GoFundMe campaign highlighting his struggle.
He just reminded me of my uncle. And then naturally, he's just real cool, real respectful. And I'm just, okay, I like you. You know your shoe size?
Nine.
Yeah. Okay, well, pick out whatever you want. And I'm here. I'll be patient. I just didn't want to leave him with just tea. I wanted to leave him with more. So I tried and wanted to help him as much as I could. So that's why he saw me running around all over D.C. Let's see where this can go. My original goal was $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so guess how much it is now.
What?
Over $397,000.
Dang.
I mean, this blew up in the best way. So they are going to use the money to find him permanent housing, of course, his cancer treatments, and then maybe put some in a trust to try to set him up. Just an incredible story of just coming across a stranger, just doing a little video, figuring out, listening to his story, and then deciding to do something about it. Just amazing for a college student. Very perceptive.
Very cool.
Yeah. You can see their story at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Beth says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I don't know why I thought to message you all, but I guess I don't have a lot of people in my world.
Mm. Okay.
Today, something so embarrassing happened to me. I was mistaken for a man. Don't know why, but this stung. I was out with my husband shopping, and a guy said, excuse me, gentlemen. I looked up, and he was like, sorry. It was awkward. I was sad all day about it. I'm taller. I've gained some weight. I dress like a lot of people in hoodies and jeans, but I didn't think I looked like a man. I cried on the way home. My husband didn't really do anything to comfort me. He simply said, well, you are tall. Ugh. I just wanted him to tell me that guy was crazy, that you're beautiful, anything that would make me feel better, but he didn't.
Mm.
And I don't know what to do. First of all, I don't want to change, but should I take this as a cue to start dressing more feminine? Is my husband not into me physically? I have so many thoughts running through my head. I'm just really sad right now. If anybody has any advice, I may be overreacting, but it doesn't feel like it. Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess that's tough when you are kind of leaning towards your husband or your partner for support, you know, to have your back when something like that happens. And
he doesn't quite realize how that stung.
Right, exactly. And so I don't know, is it as easy to just kind of go back and say, hey, I know it's been a couple days, but when that person said this to me and it stung, but then when you didn't say anything else, it just, I'm in my head. So like, convince me that this isn't a bigger deal. Almost like put it in your husband's court where it's like, okay, show me, prove to me whatever that I should be not as concerned as I am about this.
I mean, the only person she should really be concerned with is what her husband thinks. And she's starting to doubt that because I guess he hasn't made her feel like she's beautiful to him. And so I think maybe she needs to communicate to him. She needs to hear that.
Yeah. I don't know if this is an anecdote that fits, But when I was growing up and people would call the house phone, you know, like back when house phones were a thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'd answer and they would go, oh, hi, Kathy, thinking Kathy was my mom. Thinking that I was my mom because my voice hadn't dropped yet.
And I was, bless your heart.
I know. Like, no! I'm not her! I'll get her!
Yes.
Mom! No.
Yeah.
Mom!
No, I get it. Oh,
so,
dang it.
You know.
But this is, I mean, somebody looked at her and this is, I feel like, a little bit different. We all want to feel attractive.
For sure.
And I think it can be, it can feel like a sucker punch if someone feels like that, you know, you don't look as feminine as maybe you thought you looked.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So is it as simple as just going back to the husband and saying, hey, this is how I felt and how I feel still?
I think, well, she just needs some reassurance from her husband. Yeah, that he still finds her beautiful.
Right. So I guess let's give her the words to say that. 502-795-1997. And then I don't know if you have any other story about something similar happening to you, just so Beth knows that she's not alone here. But yeah, 502-795-1997 is our number. So Beth out with her husband, someone mistook her for a man, and now she's kind of bummed, partly because of that, and partly because her husband didn't give her any response other than, well, you are tall.
Yeah, I mean, she needed him to say, babe, you're beautiful, I love you, don't let that guy bother you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. When there are those moments where you can either stick up for someone or just like not or whatever, maybe you don't know that that is happening in the time, but going back, I bet your husband may, I don't know. I don't know your husband. Maybe he just completely forgot it and it was a non-issue because it just moved on. But my point is, I remember like years and years and years ago, we were DJing this like this bar, right? And it wasn't here in Louisville, it was in Indiana. But I was there and on stage, you know, DJing, and my wife was kind of, she was my girlfriend at the time, was up kind of on the stage with me, just kind of sitting off to the side. And I remember the club, it was a hotel bar, right? And so the manager comes out and was like, hey, she can't be up on the stage, and was like really kind of nasty about it. And I just kind of like looked back at my wife and I just kind of shrugged, and you know, my wife got down and I could tell that, you know, she was upset and bothered by it. But like in the moment,
were there other girls up on the bar?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It was just like one, a stage at a bar area, and okay. It was just our equipment was up there, and that was it, right?
Okay, so it wasn't like a she's not hot enough to be up there, like other girls can.
Oh no.
Okay,
it wasn't one of those things. But okay. No, my point was, I didn't stick up for her there then, and I could tell that it bothered her throughout the night, because, you know, that was near the beginning of the evening. We had like a 4-hour gig or a 3-hour gig. And so,
and she's like, oh, I can't really hang out with
you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I'm just kind of like, I don't know very many people here, and so my point is, you should say that to him. You should say that you feel bad, because there is going to be another time when he's going to have the opportunity to rise above and be the good partner, say the right thing, and be in your corner.
That's what Lisa is saying on text. First of all, some men are just clueless to anything a woman feels. Walk him through it. That's probably the only chance you have to get it through to him. If he still doesn't get it, then tell him you're perfectly happy walking around letting everybody think you're the hot new gay couple. All right. That's a good sense of it. Yeah, that'll get the point across, right? And Jessica says, honestly, I would definitely confront your husband, but don't ever change the way you dress. If a man does that again, I would just turn around and be like, yeah, but I can take your wife.
Yeah. Aaron on Facebook said, when I waited tables years ago, I approached my table once with a good afternoon, ladies. And when they both looked up, one was a guy.
Oh, gosh.
I was mortified. Just responded with, I'm so sorry, but your hair is gorgeous. We all laughed it off, but I'm sure that guy was just as humiliated as you are in the moment. I definitely wouldn't take it personally. If you're feeling insecure about your appearance, then make a change for you. Don't worry about what others think. Life is too short to be anything but happy and comfortable. Love yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, but Heather says the same thing. People are ignorant. She doesn't need to pay attention. Idiots. I get called a guy all the time because of the short hair, even though I have bazookas that are so big they hid my pregnancy the whole time. People are not observant. Also, the husband's a jerk.
Yeah. I wouldn't start changing for that reason. Like, she did ask, should I start dressing more feminine? Like, I don't want to change, but should I start dressing more feminine? I think you just need to be you and just let your husband know that this is how it affected you.
So. Yeah. Do what makes you feel confident. And that's really what it comes down to.
All right.
Is, do you feel good about yourself? Does your husband find you attractive? Those are the two things I think that should matter the most.
Yeah. And so next time your husband can stick up for you and say the right things, because if you don't tell him that he didn't say the right thing in that moment, he's not going to learn.
On Facebook, Kelsey says, this really hurt my heart. I'm a makeup artist. If you see this comment and you're comfortable enough messaging me, I would love to give you a makeover totally free.
Aww.
Not saying you need to
right.
or you have to for that man or your husband or for anybody else, but if you wanted it for yourself to lift your spirits and spice things up, I'd love to do that for you.
Oh, that's great.
That's really great. Sweet.
All right. There you go. Keep us posted. Beth, thanks for reaching out. That's group therapy. Next, if you want to play, good luck. 502.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we're playing a fun little game called Minute to Win It for some tickets to the Bourbon and Beyond Festival coming in September 19th through the 22nd, Highland Festival Grounds. People like Zach Bryan, Dave Matthews Band, Tyler Childers, Neil Young, Beck, Matchbox 20, and more. Buy your tickets, or you can just win them here. 99.7 EJX. Let's introduce you to Brittany calling us from Lexington, Indiana. Hi there, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. Good morning.
Hi there. Brittany has got brown hair. She drives a 4Runner, works at the hospital there in Madison, has been married for 10 years.
Nice.
Yes, indeed. Brittany, so when are you getting ready to celebrate your 11th year?
It'll be in April.
Oh, okay. So coming up.
Awesome. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You planning anything or is it a big deal? I mean, 10 was probably a pretty big deal for you, right?
Yeah. It's not a big deal anymore. We've been together for like 16 years.
Ah.
Oh,
okay.
Right. So, yeah.
All right.
You don't sound very old. Were you guys like high school sweethearts?
No. But thanks for the compliment.
Oh.
See, look at that. And your hair is shiny and bouncy. We're confident of that.
That's right. All right, so we're going to play Minute to Win It, the Grammy Winner Edition. All right, so since Miley Cyrus just won her very first Grammy ever, she has been like famously snubbed, I guess you could say, from winning a Grammy Award. We thought we'd test your Grammy winner knowledge, okay?
Okay, so hint if that one's going to be in the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, right, exactly. So if I say Miley Cyrus, just say, yes, she won a Grammy Award. Or no, she hasn't, but yes, she has. All right, you ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right, your time will start when I finish the first name. Here we go. First one, Harry Styles.
The game no.
Ooh, he has, actually. Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
Ooh.
No. Not off to a great start.
Terrible game.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
Yes. Maroon 5.
Yes.
Foo Fighters.
No.
Ah, nope. They have. Jonas Brothers.
No.
That's right.
Shocking.
NSYNC.
No.
That is right. Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
No.
Nope.
No.
Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Yes, he has. Dave Matthews Band.
No.
Yes, they have. Matchbox 20.
No.
You're right. One more. Creed.
No.
They actually have.
They have.
They have.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, wow. You didn't.
How is, you know what I noticed is missing? How in the world are you?
Miley Cyrus?
Well, sure. Yeah, because you didn't know that answer. But no, how are you going to mention Creed, but not mention your favorite rock band of all time?
Oh, Nickelback?
Nickelback! How is Nickelback not on your list?
Back.
Are you looking it up right now?
One.
He's looking it up.
A grim.
O-M-G.
Okay. Nickelback has received 2 awards from 6 nominations at the American Music Awards, but has not won any Grammys.
Oh, that is tragic.
That is tragic. That is an oversight.
Isn't that tragic?
That is an oversight.
Almost as tragic as NSYNC, so I think we need some new music so they could finally win one.
You know, Brittany, let's see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wrong. That is okay. That is horrible, actually.
That is not, but you know what? Passing grade on this show. Passing grade.
All right. You know what, Brittany? We're gonna give it to you, all right? Congratulations.
That was hard. Great. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Of course, the Bourbon and Beyond Festival is coming in September with the likes of Dave Matthews Band, Matchbox 20, and a bunch of others. You've got your free weekend wristband, so congrats.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Hubs can have a little date weekend.
I know, that'll be fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Brittany, hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, but thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
Shocked at Jonas Brothers. Shocked
that Jonas Brothers
they haven't won a Grammy.
Now listen, would you be so upset if the Jonas Brothers had won but NSYNC had not?
Oh yes, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean out of all of them, NSYNC should have won. Come on now, with the No Strings Attached album. Are you Dirty Pop? The celebrity album? Come on now.
All right.
Come on now.
All right. So there you go. That is a Grammy Minute to Win It here on 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly.
Brought to you by Hemtopia. This is pretty great. A group of 30 current and former employees at Rector A. Jones Middle School in Florence, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
They gave themselves a nickname, by the way, the Jones 30.
Oh.
Matched 5 numbers. A January 27th Powerball drawing, nice. Winning $1 million.
Nice.
So a retired math teacher was group organizer, figured they had the winning ticket, decided to keep the ticket safe in a math textbook because no one's going to look there. Page 200.
Right.
They all carpooled to the Kentucky Lottery office in Louisville last week to collect their winnings.
This is so exciting. This is so exciting for everybody who's here because they are all family.
I quickly called another person in the group and I said, you got to check the numbers for me because even though you see them, you still don't believe it.
We won the lottery!
Wow.
Yeah. They've been doing this office pool for more than 8 years. They had all taught at the same school at one point or another. They have counselors, admins, special ed teachers, the school nurse. Some have moved on or retired, but they still continue doing it because they're buddies.
Mm-hmm.
They've been buddies all these years, and they've been picking the same numbers since 2019.
Oh, wow. So their numbers that they've been picking finally hit?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not that they had any special meaning. The math teacher and assistant principal pulled them out of a hat. And that's what they went with.
All right.
So after taxes, each person in the Jones 30 will get $24,000. And the Kroger, where not the bad. Winning ticket was sold, gets $10,000.
Ain't bad.
Yes, pretty awesome. I mean, they're not quitting their jobs.
No.
But that helps, right?
Right.
That's pretty awesome. You can see their story at WDJX.com. Leave me dry
like a... Olivia Rodrigo nominated for some Grammys. Shut out of all of them. 99.7 DJX. Here is her a little bit from her performance.
Girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes to make. One look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night.
I like how the host last night, Trevor Noah, made a quip there at the monologue. He was like, I'm curious to see when Olivia performs Vampire, what she rhymes Bloodsucker with.
Yes. And for the live broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, she just.
You know, censor that.
Yeah, I mean, she just did the radio version of it. So that was
right.
Fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. It's 99.7 DJX. What I thought was interesting is, you know, they cut away to several people in the crowd, like Bebe Rexha, who was enjoying it, and Taylor Swift, who was standing up and kind of singing along with Olivia Rodrigo, which I thought was kind of cool. But over her shoulder, you could see a teleprompter that had the lyrics to Vampire scrolling on it. And I was like,
you know what? I'm not mad about that.
Right? Neither am I.
Yes. That can be nerve-wracking being up there. And you can have brain farts even when you've sung a song a million times.
Yes, yes.
Not mad about it.
I know. I saw that. I was like, would you look at that?
Yeah.
Would you look at that?
She needs your lyrics just like karaoke.
They're just like us.
Just like us.
Sitting there at Amy Z's bar, karaoke, going, come on now, give me the lyrics.
Yep. OMG.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Hey, coming up here in just a minute, Carrie is a different energy levels. Is at different energy levels with her boyfriend. Carrie is our listener. Different energy levels with her boyfriend when it comes to Valentine's Day, a mere 9 days away. And now she's wondering, am I blowing this out of proportion?
Okay, we got to help her give,
I guess,
maybe some new perspective.
Sure, we'll do that. Got a DM from Carrie at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yep, so she wrote to us, and we've got this up on Facebook. You can chime in there. She says, hey guys, I'm a little confused by my boyfriend's response here, and I thought I would ask you to.
Okay.
I've been dating a guy for about 2 months. Things have been pretty good. On Friday, we met for lunch. He suggested we agree to pass on Valentine's Day because he doesn't like to, quote, give his money to Hallmark. Oh, he and my husband could be besties. Well, that was a shocker.
Uh-huh.
I told him I was kind of looking forward to it, and plus, I'd already gotten him a little something. He said, well, maybe we can just stick to homemade stuff. Okay, so what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know this isn't crazy, and I'm probably blowing this out of proportion, but what should I do? Thanks, love your show.
You keep doing you, and just be unapologetic when it comes to this holiday. If this is your thing, and you love to celebrate it, then you shower him with stuff until he figures it out.
Yes, and he will figure it out. And you know, you've already told him flat out, you know, this time, hey, I got you something. So he knows it's coming. You just give it to him.
This isn't going to be a surprise for him.
No. And then maybe that will help him figure out, based on what you got him, the level with which he needs to match that. And if, you know, I get it. He's just like rolls his eyes and thinks it's just a made up holiday and a money grab for Hallmark, whatever.
Sure.
But, you know, bottom line is, you like the holiday.
Right.
You want to celebrate the holiday, and therefore he should pay a little bit of attention to it.
So they've been, what, a couple for a couple months now?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it, especially if you start dating close to a holiday where gifts are expected and things like that, where you're just kind of like, I don't know.
You can do a little something, like flowers, always beautiful.
Sure.
Chocolates, the standard gifts are out there, and at least it's an acknowledgement, and maybe go out to dinner. It's just an excuse to have a date.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's right. It's an excuse just to be affectionate towards your partner and to shower some love and some affection upon them. I remember, and I don't fashion myself as necessarily a romantic, right? Exactly. Uh-huh. And I remember I went to the grocery store, and I realized as I am at the grocery store with a thing of flowers and a card, looking around at all of the other guys that are doing the exact same thing as me.
They're on a run. They're like, I got to acknowledge it. I'm doing the standard.
And I thought to myself, I am no better than any of these people.
Yeah.
What? Well. So it was almost a realization for me that I was like, all right, maybe you need to.
Did you make a decision to amp it up?
Maybe you need to do a little bit better, or at least be a little bit more creative.
Maybe now, next year.
That being said,
I'm already in line.
That being said, we're 9 days away. I have not thought or done anything yet for Valentine's Day. But yes.
You got time, Sparky.
Yeah, I do. Now, are you a big Valentine's Day person?
We go and get each other favorite candy.
That's nice.
Like, literally go to the drugstore.
Okay.
And he usually gets me flowers, and we just kind of get cards. Now, we do also give each other cards from the dogs, which is kind of dumb, but it's hilarious.
It's kind of dumb.
And we,
you mean, wait. So you mean your dogs?
We signed them with little paw prints.
So your dogs send you guys Valentine's Day cards?
Yeah, because they're at the store. So I'm going to buy it. Because if it's got a pug on it, I'm buying it.
Oh.
And so, yeah. Okay. Pugs and kisses. I mean, sure. I'm not buying that card, right?
Yeah.
I'm not buying that card every year. Every year.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
And I draw a little paw print, and say, woof, woof.
I like that you are...
saying it out loud is so dumb.
I like that you are cracking yourself up right now just talking about this.
Because, well, saying it out loud really drives home how dumb it is. It really does.
But see, that's you guys. And you know what?
That's cute, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't think it's dumb because it's just your thing, right?
Yep. We keep, for every occasion, the dogs get cards for us. Birthdays.
I love how
all the occasions.
You know, you were talking about on Facebook, we have that up there. There are so many people that are like, wait, give his money to Hallmark? What the heck? Tons of small businesses offer Valentine's Day stuff. If he doesn't have the money, he should say that. But
that
it seems like he's setting it up to never do Valentine's Day. So,
exactly.
Yeah, Katie
and
continues.
It doesn't have to be just for Hallmark. Yes. Get some little treats.
Right. I was going to say,
Valentine's cookies.
You can do the entire holiday without spending 1 cent to Hallmark.
You could. Valentine's donuts. I mean, there's lots of Valentine's treats.
You can make your own card. Have you ever done one of those coupon books?
Oh, yes.
Like a sassy coupon book?
Oh, well, I haven't done a sassy one.
Oh, you haven't?
No, but the kids would do that in class and bring it home.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about for the kids. I'm talking about...
But okay, for you. Okay, well, that's... See? There you go. Why don't you do that?
Good for one massage.
Creativity. Nice.
Good for...
See, I think... Yeah. Listen, she doesn't listen to the show, right?
Who?
So, yeah, your wife.
Oh,
so,
yeah. No,
I think this
is
what you do. You're wondering what to do this year. There it is. You get creative. You got 9 days. You start working it out.
Yeah. And
Right. You do a little cut of the construction paper. You do a little markers, draw some hearts.
All right. Super cute. Anyways, Carrie, we're getting away from your situation. I think, I think you just do you and be unapologetic about how you enjoy it. All right.
And just say, listen, this is part of me, and just know going forward that I love Valentine's Day.
Yep.
I'm going to celebrate it.
I don't know
you
if you
get on board there, Chachi.
I don't know if you have a story about this or your partner or whatever. You can feel free to pass that along. 502-795-1997. So we got this DM from Carrie, who is a little confused by her boyfriend, who thinks Valentine's Day is a Hallmark holiday and is not really into the whole exchanging of gifts or anything like that.
However, doesn't want to give his money to Hallmark.
Right. She is. And so she's like, hey, how can I get him on board with this?
It really, what it comes down to is just acknowledging it. Like, she wants to be acknowledged and feel loved that day. That's really what it comes down to. It's really not, I think, necessarily about the gift he picks, but just feeling special.
All right. We were suggesting maybe a coupon book or something like that.
You mentioned you were a little nervous about the fact that you haven't done anything
I wouldn't
yet.
Say nervous. Is what I was saying, but
you acknowledge that
I
need to get on the horn about that
at some point. Yeah. Bianca.
Sounds like her boyfriend is going one of two ways. Either he got burned 1 year by a present that did not go his way, or maybe he went to pick up something and that store kind of messed it up, or he's trying to set her up for a surprise that's really big and cute and fun. And all that stuff.
You are being very optimistic.
You are giving him a lot of credit.
Listen, I don't take all this medication for nothing. Of course I'm optimistic.
I don't take this medication for nothing. You know what? It's working. It's working.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Excellent.
By the way, my wife just texted me, can't wait for my coupon book.
Oh, dang it!
Oh, my gosh, the coupon book. Do it.
Tell her to stop listening. Didn't you tell her to stop listening? Didn't you?
You know what? Okay, she rarely ever, but...
She probably has a friend who's like, girl, oh, my goodness, guess what he just said on the radio. Oh, my gosh, I know what you're getting. It's a coupon book.
That literally happens, too. She also texted, I would like boudoir photos, please.
Ooh, oh, wow.
So, he doesn't get the 50. You have to get the fancy satin boxers and like a nice like your bow tie. You know, you got to.
The heart. The heart shaped candy box, right?
Strategically placed. Oh,
hang on. How did this turn into me?
And we're trying to. You told us your wife texted. That's how.
Okay.
We have to include everybody in Valentine's shenanigans. Yes. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
We're trying to help you, Sparky.
Oh,
we're
thank you. Thank you. Bianca, thank you so much, and a happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. I'm probably going to have my godson scribble a bunch of cute pictures for my best friend and help her boyfriend propose to her.
Whoa!
I am so
we're not going to tell anybody.
This year.
Yeah, we're not going to tell anybody.
She already knows the ring is coming, but she doesn't know how to do it.
Okay, she
doesn't know how to do it.
Okay, she doesn't listen, right?
We're not going to tell her.
No, she doesn't listen.
Okay, all right, good.
Okay, good.
All right, Bianca, thank you.
You're welcome.
We are ruining everything.
We have a little bit.
We are ruining everything.
We were innocent bystanders there. She just tossed it out there. We couldn't really do anything about it. It's going to be fine, though. They're not going to hear. Oh, by the way.
What?
Kelly from Crescent here is here. She's here for your boudoir pictures. We all have suggestions.
You know what? Let's make that happen.
I think you should. Listen, just get a big heart-shaped box of chocolates and just strategically place it.
Would it be awkward if you were taking the photos?
No, I'm not taking photos. I'm not a professional photographer. I don't trust myself to do that.
Oh,
nope.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what it is.
All right.
That's really what it is.
All right, great.
Not the fact that it would be really awkward.
All right, there you go. Hey, Carrie, good luck with you. we hope everything goes well for you and your boyfriend this Valentine's Day.
Oh, Amber from down the street says also a bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
A bow tie, box of chocolates, strategically placed. That's all you need.
All right.
And a wink and a smile.
Kelly. Clear your photo app. Get ready,
Elizabeth. I'm not taking the pictures. I'm not doing it.
All right, there you go. That is diving into the DMs. 99.70 JX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.70 JX. Grammy Awards. The Big Four. Album of the Year went to Midnight's Taylor Swift. Record of the Year, Flowers. Miley Cyrus. Song of the Year, What Was I Made For? Barbie, from Barbie, the Billie Eilish song. And then Best New Artist went to Victoria Monet. You may not have seen that the Louisville Orchestra got honored last night for a Grammy in this category.
For Best Classical Instrumental Solo.
Yep.
The Grammy goes to The American Project, Yuja Wang, Teddy Abrams.
Yep, Teddy Abrams brought home the Grammy for the Louisville Orchestra and for the city of Louisville. Yes.
Amazing.
I know. Thanked, everybody for, supporting the Louisville Orchestra and for the Louisville Orchestra and obviously that performance, which I got a chance to actually see, which was fantastic, which, when you think about it, you're there in the audience. You don't realize you're at a Grammy-winning performance.
Yeah, well.
How cool is that?
Big deal.
Yeah, that is such a big deal. I do like that Trevor Noah, he was the host. He was he did comment about, the cameras cutting away during football games to see Taylor Swift. And suggested this.
I think it is so unfair how NFL fans have been complaining about the cameras cutting to Taylor Swift. Like she's controlling the cameras at the games. Right? Like just let her live. Let her live. In fact, tonight on Taylor's behalf, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give her a break. Every time they mention Taylor Swift, I'm going to get revenge. Every time someone says Taylor Swift, I'm going to cut the cameras to someone who played football. That's what I'll do. Cut!
Which I didn't see this coming. And then,
bam! Just like that. You like that, Terry Crews? You better fix your face, Terry.
Terry, the camera shoots it right to Terry Crews, who, former NFL player.
Was he the only one there?
I don't know.
I feel like there weren't a lot of football players at the Grammys.
Probably not, but yeah. Terry Crews got the brunt of it.
Yeah, we're watching you all night, Terry. No relaxing for you.
Anyway, great.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny there. But then there were some...
But then, you know what? They still cut to Taylor. Every award show that she's at, they're showing her in the audience reacting to stuff. So it's like that happens to Taylor no matter where she is.
Yeah, it is.
It really does.
And so Miley, she wins two Grammys, her first two Grammys of her career, which was fantastic. and, you know, while performing Flowers.
Oh,
she's like, sing along with me. Dang it, get up. Get up out your seat.
She just legit's like, hey, I know you've heard this song.
This is my moment. Get up and sing with me.
Right. I mean, my goodness, 99.7 DJX probably played that song at least 4,000 times already.
At least.
And then this performance by Luke Bryan and Tracy
Luke
Chapman.
Combs. Luke Combs.
Whatever. Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman.
Oh, my God. You get
Chapman
all your Lukes messed up.
Was so good. So good.
We got a fast car. It's fast enough so you can fly away. We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Yeah, I mean, the whole performance was great. And I loved how Luke let Tracy have her shine.
Well, yeah, because that's her song.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an iconic song when she made it popular. Mm-hmm. And now it's enjoying this. This new life,
this
thanks
run
to Luke Combs' amazing version. I mean, they're both fantastic.
Yeah, they
and
fantastic.
Hearing them do it together was amazing. She's 59, by the way. She looks amazing. She sounds amazing. And it was just really cool to see the camera pan up. It starts at her hands playing the guitar, and then it reveals it's her. And you can see the
see
look
the
on her face
on her
that
face.
She understands what that means and that the crowd's going to go nuts. And it's just, it was such a cool reveal.
And Celine Dion.
Yes.
You know, she's been battling health issues. She made an appearance to make
out album of the year.
The album of the year presentation.
When I say that I'm happy to be here, I really mean it from my heart. Those who have been blessed enough to be here at the Grammy Awards must never take for granted the tremendous love and joy that music brings to our lives.
There it is.
Yeah.
Celine Dion there.
She gives the award to Taylor,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, she became, what, the first artist to win that category 4 years
yeah,
in a row.
Four times, yep, four
yes.
times.
And then now there's, like, shade online because they think that Taylor ignored Celine too much. Like, just kind of took the award, like, thanks, Celine. You know, like, no biggie, not a huge deal that you're here. No, the fact that we know what you've been going through and you're a legend and all the stuff. But, yeah, she's getting a little hate for people thinking she didn't give that it more attention.
I mean, artists who have sung their own songs 1,000 times had, teleprompters. So it's like,
yes,
your brain goes in 1,000 different directions.
Yes.
And you know, who knows if she was expecting to or not to win the album of the year there.
Yeah, she's won a lot of awards, and so she's been through that drill before. But, you know, she was probably still nervous.
Yeah, for sure.
And just didn't think about, you know, all the things that the audience is going to think that you need to do.
You could hear her nerves when she won the best pop vocal album because, you know, she wins one Grammy. She has no idea she's going to win anymore.
I want to say thank you to the fans. Bye. Telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years.
You can hear the nerves in her voice there.
Which is that my brand new album.
And we're thinking Reputation. She's going to say Reputation, Taylor's version. She's dressed in the black and white. She's got the hairstyle from Reputation.
She's giving out the vibes.
Yep.
Comes out April 19th. It's called the Tortured Poets Department.
And what I love about this is the Tortured Poets Department, immediately the internet wins because they bring up old tweets of Travis Kelce, these are like Travis Kelce tweets where it's like, Miss Kodak, you did not just try to get educated on me. The Haiku poems, I haven't heard one of those since high school. English class, SMH.
Oh boy.
Tortured poet. It's just that then all of these tortured poets where these references to Travis Kelce's old tweets are just popping up again. I know. So precious.
Just precious.
I know. It is. So there you go. We've got so much more up on the website from maybe things you may have missed, maybe little nuances from last night's Grammy Awards. But I wanted to make sure that I played the entire version for you because it is so fantastic.
It is so good.
Yep. Fast Car, Tracy Chapman, Luke Combs, 2024 Grammy Awards. quick shout to Amber, who texted us and said, just have to let you guys know, I can get in the car in the worst of moods to head to work, and by the time I get there 30 minutes later, I'm laughing so hard I forget about all the crap.
Oh, thank you, Amber.
Yeah.
We're here to help you forget about crap. Yay!
That's right. We're idiots for you.
Yes.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right. Setting the bar story. You'll never believe what happened to this radio station.
Okay, what happened?
All right, so setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your 200-foot steel tower stolen when you're a radio station, you're doing okay.
What kind of vehicle do you have to have to steal that?
That is a great question, Kelly, because this happened literally on Friday. WJLX there in Alabama announced that, well, they didn't announce over the air.
Well, on but social media,
it was,
I guess,
on
maybe?
Social media, right?
Like, hey, reach out to other radio stations. Can you guys tell our listeners that this happened?
Right, because someone had stolen an entire 200-foot tower. Like, it's gone. No trace.
How do you do that logistically?
Dua Lipa, 99.70JX, opened the Grammy Awards with a performance including Houdini and including her song from the Barbie movie soundtrack, and then also included a brand new song as well.
Yeah, I mean, so, there's a lot of Dua Lipa to see.
Yeah, Dua Lipa did it all there on the opening up the Grammy Awards. We've got all of everything that you may want to know from the Grammys up on the website, including the Grammy the Louisville Orchestra took home, which was
That's
huge.
Exciting.
Yes, so big, so big. Congratulations to Teddy Abrams and to all the members of the Louisville Orchestra there. What a great moment that is for the city. All right, so anything else, Kelly, we may have missed?
I think we covered it all. And you can always follow up at WDJX.com, see all the videos we talked about, the stories that we talked about, do a deeper dive, a further investigation of it. And then we still have, you know, our group therapy and our DMs that we kind of dealt with this morning on Facebook as well. And you can add your comment if you didn't get a chance to do it earlier at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, good deal. Guys, have a great one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.